Fielden Wilmot remembers a battle several years ago with insomnia. The Lexington milliner would lay awake in bed with, in her words, these hats in her head that had to get out. Those hats, now, they're getting out. From the outside, her business in downtown Lexington is unassuming. Once inside, customers are drawn to a wall full of dress hats. On this day, back at her workbench, sits a hat on a handcrafted hat block.
This hat that you see right here is known as a cloche. It is a really what we think of as a flapper hat. It's a belled crown, a domed crown, and it's long. It comes down on each side. So this particular hat is velour.
As a child, Wilmot says her grandmother first gave her the itch to stitch. Eventually, it took her to New York, where she spent time with mentor Anya Caliendo and learn the deliberate, meticulous sewing techniques.
It's a beautiful, fun process. It's time-consuming. This hat, I'll probably spend between 6 and 8 hours, let's say, on this hat.
What will you do during those 6 or 7 hours then?
I stitch tiny stitches. Some of them have to be invisible.
On some of the more difficult hats, Wilmot uses a dozen or more distinct sewing techniques. For example, there's a special way to tackle wide-brimmed hats.
The process of covering the brims for those, that pink hat on the left that you see, I use a technique to cover the brim that the woman that I studied with in New York taught me that she developed. And it's a very couture technique. There's no way you could do it with a machine.
The weeks leading up to the Kentucky Derby are understandably a very busy time of year for milliners. Before post time on the first Saturday in May, Fielden Wilmot will handcraft 25 hats for the Kentucky Oaks and Derby. Wilmot admits she has special standards when making Derby hats. She doesn't believe just because you can put something on a hat, you should put something on a hat.
You should wear the hat should not wear you. And we've all seen photos where the hat is wearing the woman. And the really beautiful work and the really beautiful photos, I think, and the really beautiful looks are the women that look beautiful in the hat. And they are really owning the hat, and you can tell.
For the 28-year-old Wilmot, it is certainly a process. Initially, she sits down with prospective customers and talks about a typical day and inquires about preferences in color, styles, and even favored fashions from history. The materials for her hats come from places like Australia, Ecuador, the Czech Republic, and Great Britain. The hats range in cost from about $100 up to $1,000. And she makes hats for both women and men. In late April, Megan Winfield came by Wilmot's millinery with dress in hand to pick up her hat. After a quick look, the hat goes on her head, and the two women stand before a full-length mirror.
I think it's different.
It's very different.
It's different, and I love see the wave.
Yeah, I think that's great.
Covering that right there, kind of going out in that spiral.
Yep.
And then when you say feathers.
Yep.
Go for the feathers.
Mm-hmm. I like the feather.
And I know that these have some vertical on them. Is that right?
Okay.
That's fine.
That's
like
totally
it,
fine.
I like that it takes this back line of the brim and it keeps your eye going.
I agree.
It was a return visit for Winfield. She bought a hat a year ago at Derby time. For a great look, Winfield says the customer, her dressmaker, and the milliner must work together.
So it's really a collaborative effort. I mean, you have a dress and then you have somebody's style and then there's, you know, you're going to be photographed in this piece, so it really does have to be a collaboration that everybody's going to be happy with, and Fielden is great at listening and incorporating whatever you say, and then just she's super creative. She always comes up with something that surprises and amazes me.
And there are those personal touches which come with a handmade hat. Wilmot points to a hand-stitched antique lace on the underside of a complex fascinator hat.
I know that you can't see it when you look at the hat unless you look up really closely, but to me it's very important for the hat to be as beautiful on the inside as the out. And sometimes I tuck little hidden gems or little hidden secrets in the hats because the wearer knows, and they get to walk around with their own little private secret for the day, which is great fun.
For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.